keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, January 24th, episode number 73.
Curry and the Keeper. Hello, my queen of the raspberry ice cream.
What? I made another rhyme.
Hello, my love.
I don't know where that came from.
Who's as white as a dove?
Okay, enough of that. Cheers me. Let's get right into it. White as a dove. Casper, maybe. Okay, let's see. Let's see how this... I'm excited about drinking this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to swirl this in my glass.
Ah! It does not disappoint. It does not disappoint. What do you think?
Ooh. You like it? It is tasty, yes.
Yeah. Now, have I... Why do I feel I've had this before?
I don't think we've had it before.
Why do I think of this? This is a sleeper... 2021 sleeper Cabernet Franc from Napa Valley.
Cabernet Franc.
Good stuff. Cellared and bottled by Sleeper Cellars in Napa, California. Does not have a good story.
It's because it's a sleeper.
It has no story, but I did look up the winery and I will read from their website. Most wineries in the Napa Valley can be described as small, artisanal producers. 95% of our wineries are family-owned, and nearly 80% make less than 10,000 cases of wine per year.
Wow.
Seems like a lot, actually. These vintners share a commitment to excellence with an eye towards innovation, quality, and prosperity for the Napa Valley. Small batch. And this was a gift?
From the future Surgeon General and your campaign manager, who is not Kellyanne Conway, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yes. She was like,
She got in my face.
I don't like Kellyanne Conway. I'd rather be Sarah Huckabee.
Karen is so fantastic.
She's lovely.
So we're at church Sunday and she walks in and she pulls out this newspaper article from the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Flyer Gazette. I keep forgetting what the name of the newspaper. Look at this. This shows exactly how many churches, so you'll know how many there are next time you mention it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's going to keep you organized.
She is. We're doing meetings this week.
I know.
Yeah,
oh, no, actually, that changed. I've got a new date for you.
Well, hold on a second. How come my campaign manager has to go through my secretary now? Can't she go directly to me?
I'm your secretary.
Well, you just inserted yourself. How come you're taking my meetings?
She texted me about it.
Well, she should text. Anyway, did she lose my number already?
I don't know. I'll have you text her, but it's been changed to February 5th.
Oh, okay.
If you can make it. So, yes.
Let me check my very busy schedule because it seems these days I live in the studio.
I know.
February 5th.
It's your second podcast today. You did a Mo Fax.
I did. Yeah. It was good. It was good to... I love Mo.
I know you do.
He's just...
Yeah, Mo came into our lives on our honeymoon.
Yes, he did.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, he did.
All up in his grill on our honeymoon.
We were DMing.
I'm your wife.
And we were DMing. No, I was all the way home. It started our last day, and I was DMing on the plane.
Yes.
Like, this guy's... But that didn't start the show. I talked to him for about, an
months.
Hour. Yeah, for an hour or so every week or whatever. He was a no-agenda listener. And at a certain point, we'd just talk him like, dude, why don't we record this?
And I remember the very first show, he was like, man, I'm tweaking. Yeah. He was so nervous. Yeah. He was so nervous.
And now he's like fighting with Hotep Jesus and stuff. He's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. And we've never met him. We've never even seen him.
I have
no
idea what he looks like.
Yeah, we've never met him.
No,
he's a good man. Yeah. Good man. Hey.
And a believer.
Yes, and a believer. He's a disciple of Jesus. Not a Christian, disciple of Jesus.
Or as I like to say, Jesus freak.
Yes.
He was one of the guys when I looked around and went, hold on a second. Who are all these guys who are all Christians? Mm-hmm. Look at them all.
Disciples of Jesus.
Yeah, but at the time, I'm giving an accurate history.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay, do you want to explain that we have changed now? We're no longer saying
we'll
Christians?
We'll get into that.
Oh, you have an agenda.
I do.
Good.
I want to thank you.
For my courage?
For what? For finally fixing the toilet seat.
It wasn't easy. Let me tell you, because the actual attachment, if for those of you who are interested in toilet
It was, and mind you, it's been like this for at least 2 months. And it was crooked. And anybody who knows me, I like things very straight and linear. Right. It drove me crazy.
So there is no, it's built in the,
you're
the actual
the desk.
Yes, that's right. The actual attachments that the toilet seat is attached to are built into the toilet porcelain itself. There is no,
it's not underneath where you
No. And but it's an interesting construct because it swivels on a rubber pad.
Oh.
So I had to very forcefully move the rubber pads forward, and then I had to use Gooby Gone. What's that called stuff called?
Goo Gone.
Yeah, Gooby Gone.
Gooby Gone. Gooby. Gooby Gone.
Like Scooby Dooby Gone.
It's called Goo Gone.
Okay, Gooby Gone. To wipe off the residue rubber.
Oh.
And then, because it smelled like Gooby Gone, then I had to get out the spray stuff, like the, you know, the fake Windex that we have.
It's not fake.
The Findex. It goes with our Facon. We got everything's fake here. Findex, Facon.
No, we do not have Facon.
What do you call that bacon that is sugar-free?
Do you like it? I got it from Costco. Do you like it?
Is this the Costco stuff for sugar-free?
Yeah. Okay. It's much better than the HEB sugar-free
one. HEB sugar-free is bacon. That, yeah. I mean, that doesn't even cook like bacon. It's like
it
cardboard.
It shrivels up like
it's
little
weird.
Pieces.
Nah, it's scary. It's
okay,
no good.
Okay, Facon and... And
Findex.
It's not, it's anyway, it's the doTERRA.
It's natural, which means it doesn't really work, but it did take away the Gooby Gone smell. So, and here's the thing. I had two.
I didn't realize this was such a production.
Oh, no, it's more than you think. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. This is because I kind of knew this and I was like, oh,
well,
I thought I had to unscrew the toilet from the floor.
Oh.
That's why it was taking so long. I was like, oh, I really don't want to look into this. Anyway. You left on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Kind of in a like a funk yesterday.
Okay. Let's just start over. Good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Hello, darling. How are you? Well, I'm fine. Okay. And so I'm like, okay. And I, did you sleep well? And then like, I really don't want to talk about it because, you know, you don't want to hear this right now. I was like, you know what? I'm a big boy. Lay it on me. What's going on? And then it was just... You had worked yourself, your back up against the wall with things you had to do before we leave on Thursday for Dallas. And it just came out like, I have to do the laundry. And it's like, ding, 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 warning, 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 danger, Will Robinson, laundry. Okay. So I say, well, how can I help?
But I think it was Monday. Yeah, yes, because
Monday.
I backed myself into a corner. Yeah. No.
Wednesday.
It was Tuesday because I was gone all afternoon. I volunteered at the church and I was gone. And
so
I realized
I
realized when I woke up on Tuesday, like, oh my gosh, I wasted Monday. I had so much to do on my list.
How did you waste it?
I didn't do anything on Monday. I laid around on the couch.
You laid around on the couch. Exactly.
I did nothing.
I saw you.
So I was more upset with myself. Like I backed myself into a corner of a lot to do.
And then you said, two things for me.
Yes.
You can cut down the boxes in the garage and you can fix the toilets.
Yes. And
I did both. And you came back from wherever you were, church and stuff. And I said, I fixed the toilet seat and I did the boxes. And then this morning you say, did you do your honey-do list? I'm like, have you been to the toilet? Have you been in the garage? Have you seen? I mean, you even after I told you yesterday, you didn't even, it was in one ear, out the other.
I said that in jest. I said it in jest.
I did.
I did. I swear I said it in
you
jest.
You said, have you done your honey-do list? That was a joke?
Yes, it was a joke.
Well, you could have fooled me. Really?
Because I knew that you had done it because you told me you had done everything. So.
But still, had you tested the toilet seat?
I haven't been in there, believe it or not. I'll have to go check it out.
I'm a little sad.
Oh.
Because, you know, I after all the work I did and I aligned it.
Well,
and
the other
Gooby
night,
gone,
and the reason there was like Adam's not feeling any joy in our house, because the other night when I was cleaning up after dinner and I was cleaning up and you went and you dried the dishes and then you went and sat down. I said, hey, can you come over here and do this for me?
No, that's not what you said. Are you relaxing? To which I immediately got up and said, is there something else I can do? Are you relaxing? Seriously? And then, okay. Help me, somebody. Come and rescue me. I am being abused. I'm an abused husband.
You are.
I am.
You are. I made you spaghetti and meatballs tonight. Homemade meatballs.
I made you MoFax.
So anyway,
I pre-produced it. I made podcasts.
So you were sitting on the couch, and I said, "Oh, are you relaxing?"
Yeah.
I said, "Can you come up?"
That was it. You said, "Are you relaxing?" And I got up because I'm like, "Oh man, what is this? That's not passive aggressive at all." I was just testing the couch. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, because then I asked you, I go, can you do this for, I forget what I asked you.
Yes, it was something totally unnecessary. No, I could have been relaxing.
Is that like, honey, when I asked you to help me wash the dishes, she said, honey, I'm entertaining our guests.
That was 3 years ago. That mistake has never been made again. Oh, no.
So
I'm right there. Like, what can I do? Can I? And you even said, you can wash your clothes. I'm like, okay, I'll wash my own clothes.
You sound like such an ogre.
Ogre, but, you know, slave driver. Yeah.
So I asked you to do two things. I said, okay, can you put this, I don't know what, I can't remember the
If you can't
things.
Remember, then you can't talk about
no,
it.
No, I remember it was two things. And then in the second one, you go, there's no joy in this. You go, what's next? Canning?
No. Yes, you did.
You're like, what's next? You want me to can some things?
No, I asked. You were doing something.
You said, I'm not bringing any joy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I asked you to help me with two things.
Yeah, what's next? Canning?
I interrupted your relaxation.
Come on. Canning was funny. That was a funny line.
I laughed. I said, it's going on the list.
Yeah.
It's going on the list.
Oh, man.
I take care of you. I make you pork belly.
You ate all the pork belly. You say, you want some pork belly? Yeah, I'll have a couple pieces. And then you're like, have the rest. Have this here. And then eat the rest. And then you're like, you ate all the pork belly. You literally gave it to me.
Anyway.
I like the pork belly.
I know you do. It's good.
When you're making that and I'm sitting here, and if I'm doing a show, I'm like, it's like, it's my favorite fried chicken that isn't fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even a big fried chicken fan, but the pork belly, oh man, even tastes like fried chicken.
You think so?
Yes, it's better than fried chicken. The what you make, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't even know what you do, but it's these little blocks.
Yeah.
Little squares
of
delight. No, I just
crisp it up in the oven, yeah.
That's why I said, what's next, canning? You got everything going. No, you were doing something. You were preserving something. Maybe you were putting something in jars or...
Yeah. I put the rendered fat from the pork belly in a jar,
and I use that when I cook. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you have such a hard life.
It's
Mr.
okay.
Curry.
I mean, it's okay. There are benefits.
You're like, it's okay.
It's okay.
You don't have to be sorry. It's all right.
No, you don't have to apologize too much.
What are the benefits?
Well, there's my laundry is done. Sock fairy visits. Come on. That's not fair. You know, I love you. I love our life together.
I know. You're just teasing me.
I have two favorite moments of my day.
And waking up with me.
Waking up, doing Bible study together, sharing ideas and thoughts.
We
study separately. We share.
Yes.
What we're reading and what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you share your God shot. Sometimes it's just a thought that has come to you. And I love that.
Yes.
And the other favorite part is when we get into bed together at night.
Yeah.
That's like, ah.
Yeah.
And she's still here.
I like it too.
She's still here.
Yes.
And then I read to you.
Yes.
And you have your superhero mask on.
Yes, I do, that Ashley Slater gave me. I wear it every night.
You're blindfolded.
Yes, because of the blue light. You're on the blue light for a while.
I'm hideous to look at. You're like, oh, just let me put this
mask
on.
No, that's not it.
His voice is nice.
It's your phone. It's the phone light. It's not you. I can't see you in the dark. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so what else is going on?
Well, we've basically had a very busy social calendar.
We have. We traveled to Bernie.
We went to Bernie?
We went to Maverick's house for dinner.
Yes.
We went to his new home.
We went to see the hangar that Adam built.
Yes, yes.
Holy mackerel.
This house.
So Maverick is my periodontist, part of the Maverick Hollywood combo, giving me a new lease on life with my teeth. And I am every single day, I'm grateful. And so he and his lovely wife, Rachel, they have two kids. They had
two boys.
They had gotten rid of the boys for that evening.
Yes.
And they just, and I've kind of lived with this house issue because they were building it while we were working on my mouth. So I knew a lot about it. And of course it took, you know, 8-9 months longer than it ever should have. And they're young, you know, they're
late 30s.
But you know, I've flown with you. When you fly with a guy a couple times, you bond. And when a guy sticks his fingers in your mouth and is doing all this stuff, you bond.
Yes.
So we have a bond. We've bonded in multiple ways. And so we're friends and we text regularly. And actually I knew his wife because she had sent me an email when he went to the ACTS, I think it's called the ACTS conference, where you go away and they're Catholic. So there's this, I mean, they have it for all kinds of, you know.
Teresa's kids did that, I believe.
And then you go there and you run around, beat drums and do Bible worship and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It sounds like fun.
Beat drums?
In the woods. And
rub sticks together and make fire.
Yeah, make fire. Yeah, that's what it is. Sit in teepees, whatever.
Yeah.
And she had asked a number of his friends to send him a letter.
Yes.
And so I did. I wrote him a nice, beautiful
email.
That's
really nice that she included you in that circle. It was super, because you were, it's a fairly new friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of knew her because she then replied to me and said, oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you. So, I really love him. He's a great guy. He's super. I had never met her though.
Yeah.
So they're literally on what's called Threshold Ranch, which is on the, so most people, if you've ever been to Bernie Stage Airport, which is a small, it's a public field, but it's, you know, it's a small for private aircraft. That's where I've been learning the instrument rating. It was kind of stagnated because, you know, Amy Lynn left and like, so I'm going to meet the new guy, Nick. But he lives on the opposite side and they have literal houses with hangars and you can, drive out of your hangar and down, down the, what is it called? The taxiway. No, down the taxiway to the runway and take off. So you can take off and land.
Pulling your car out of the garage.
Out of the garage.
Pulling your plane out of the garage.
Yeah, you can ride out and go. And of course, now his plane is still in Minneapolis or whatever being worked on, but the house was done. And I had seen pictures, but I really didn't know what to expect. And wow.
It was a gorgeous
what
house.
A pad.
I mean, the ceilings were so high, giants could live in that house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and all of the features, the finishes were amazing.
I've never been in a house
like that.
And it wasn't in Bernie. We would be like, yeah, this is a house we want. I mean, it's too big for us.
It's huge.
Hands down too big.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have two kids and they got, you know.
She said this is their last home. This is their forever home.
That's what they say.
And so it was freezing. We went outside and went into the hangar. Mm-hmm. The thing was, obviously it has to be big for his airplane, but that garage door that he opened up, I've never seen anything like that.
It's very cool. Yeah, it folds vertically halfway.
Yeah.
No, it's big enough for a King Air and a helicopter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hangar. That's a hangar for growth.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever
been in a hangar that big?
I've not a private hangar like that ever. Never. But my friend Katie's house in Utah probably rivals their house. That's how big it is.
It's
like
be
7,000 square feet.
6,000 square feet.
And the kitchen was just gorgeous.
Which one? They had three, it looked like, somehow.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
No, it was
a lovely night. Yeah. It was freezing outside, but it was lovely.
It was just like, it was cool. It was nice to hang out with them. Even though I realize that we're substantially older.
Oh, we could be their parents, but sure.
Well,
yeah, he's 36. I could have had him at 25 for sure. I mean, you had a child at 25.
Yeah.
He could be your son. Oh, he's 3 years older than Christina. Hello.
But we can hang.
So then you go, I might go, back on Joe Rogan. He goes, you need me to fly you up there?
To Austin. Dude, you just come in the car. We'll just drive up there.
He went to Glenn Beck with you. He went to Glenn Beck and then he went down to Corpus with you and he went to Uvalde you did
flamethrowers and shooting from tanks.
Yeah.
And Glenn Beck was Dallas. So he actually took a day off from work, which is a big deal. And then we flew up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was tripping out on that because, you know, Glenn gave us the tour of his private museum.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
No.
And you know, he's a fan of Glenn Beck and Rogan, and he's a young guy, so yeah. Of course he loves all that stuff.
I like that you two have forged a friendship.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's good to have a buddy with a plane.
And, you know, who knows teeth? That's good, too. And
who can always adjust my teeth when something's off.
We got a teeth person. We got a doctor.
We got an ER doctor.
We got a lawyer, arms dealer.
I'm telling you, we got it all. We got it all. What else do we need?
We got a pastor. I mean, what more do we need?
Do we have a chef?
Well,
I got to say, who was cooking for us? Well, Andrea is, of course,
which is an amazing Saturday cook. Night we were invited over to their house for dinner, and she made beef Wellington,
which I would be afraid to make.
She's fearless when it comes to cooking. So that's,
you have the beef, and then you have like a dough crust around. It's not even a crust, really.
It's like a phyllo dough.
Yeah, it's and just.
I know. Well, she made the appetizers, which you ate most of.
Well, hold on a second. The appetizers come out, which are little.
They're like crostinis with Gruyere cheese and sliced apple. Mm-hmm.
And was there some honey on top as well? A little dollop of honey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the good thing. I can do this again. You know, before I had like put it in the side of my mouth, crunch on some teeth that still worked. You know, the rest was all loose. And like, now I'm like, kunk. Right in the front. I got to make sure my finger's not in the middle because I wouldn't even know if I chopped off my own finger.
Yeah, I know. Because you said you ate a banana the other day and it was a weird experience for you.
Because, you know, before everything was a little sensitive. Now it's all kind of healed. And so just like, whoo, I just slice through stuff and you don't feel it in the front.
I know you all slice through my mouth sometimes.
I know. I'm really sorry about that. It was passion.
Oh, next time it's going to be stitches.
Well, at least we have an ER doctor.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this is true.
But the tostinis, the whatever tostinis with gooby gone.
Crostinis.
The crostinis. I could crunch them right with the front of my teeth like a human again. So yeah. I was like, and had a couple, you know, and I'm waiting. And you had one, and David had one, Andrea had one. And then there's the last one. I'm like, have it, Adam, have it. No, I've had enough. No, you need to have it. And then I ate it. And then all of a sudden, you ate all the tostinis. What are they called? Crustinis. What are they called?
I think it's crustinis.
I just made a new product, the Tostini. Tostini.
Anyway, so Tostini she had.
Tostini Royale.
Yeah, so we go there and we had a couple glasses of champagne. I mean, it's a, like a lovely extended evening.
Well, David is way into
wine.
Yeah. So
and we brought a bottle from our vaudeville collection.
Yes, the 2012, and he was loving that. He's like.
He was so excited.
Do we have it before the Texas cab after?
He already has two bottles decanted. And then he pours them back into the bottle.
With a little funnel. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, he's got a whole thing going. So his main thing is you choose your own glass.
Yes.
They have a whole bunch of glasses hanging upside down. You choose your own. And I always wind up choosing like his mom's priceless Waterford or something. Like, I don't really want to drink. No, you had this is a good one. You got and like, I'm so afraid.
It's like I'll just take plastic.
I really would prefer that.
Yes.
So the whole, it's really always an enjoyable evening with them. It's,
I mean, she's an amazing cook.
Yeah.
And, so she made the, was there a first course that she had? Oh yeah. We had the foie gras.
Oh my.
Yes.
I mean, yes. The foie gras.
Foie gras.
Was that our foie gras? I asked,
we have some in the freezer. I don't know what to do with it.
I'll make foie gras.
Okay.
It's not that hard. Foie gras is very easy to do.
You just saute it.
Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah. But she served it on another like little toasted.
On another tostini.
On another tostini.
Another tostini.
Yeah. She had like a fig jelly.
Blah, compote. And then, and so you're sitting next to me like, Slow down, because I was eating rather fast.
You eat fast now. You do.
Because I can.
You never used to eat fast,
No, because
though.
I couldn't, because my mouth was jacked.
No,
yes,
didn't.
I had loose teeth. I had all kinds of stuff going wrong. If I needed
Now
to
you're like Hoover, man.
I'm like Hungry Hippo. Yeah.
You're like Hoover.
Yeah. But you're right. Because I did. But it was also so good. I was just.
And now you just eat really, really fast, though. So
I'm trying to slow down. Yeah. I'm trying to slow. It's good that you tell me that. Like, you know, slow down, man. You're looking kind of like I don't feed you at all or something. It's not a good look. Not a good look.
That's so unusual, because when we first started dating, you had said to me, you eat kind of fast, you said to me.
You ate much faster than me.
I know.
Yeah, and then you get all mad because I said, wow, did you inhale that? And you got all triggered by it. Like, what did I know? How did I know that was going to be triggering? It was something triggering from your youth that I had nothing to do
You've learned a lot of things about me.
Yeah, yes. Basically just sit in the corner, be very quiet and still. That everything.
I remember, and you know, this is a big thing for me too. When somebody goes, oh, wow, you ate all your meal. Oh, I don't like that.
That's the same thing as me saying, wow, did you inhale that? Which is something my mom would say to me, did you inhale that? And I said that, and yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't say that to you at all. I already learned as a young man never to say calm down. I don't do that. Now I just, you know, just like, did you enjoy your meal?
Yes.
Yeah. But now I'm faster, so it all works out just perfectly.
Yeah. But anyway, we had a lovely evening with them.
That was great.
She's an amazing cook. Amazing cook.
I am. And during the day, I've just been working on value verse music and stuff. So I've just been heads down during the day.
You've been in your studio a lot.
Yeah. I have. Well, because I needed to write some stuff and I need a bigger screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the little laptop just doesn't cut it for actually doing stuff. It's been busy. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I know.
It's a crazy, crazy world. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happening. I got to track it all.
I know. Yeah. I know.
You know, it's from other gig.
Yeah. So I teased in the newsletter how I said, maybe we should reminisce about.
Yeah. Hold on. This newsletter of yours.
Yes.
Which, I mean, you basically.
Did everybody like that picture?
Basically, it's just like, let's make fun of Adam. Let's. Put Adam in the subject line with no joy for Adam. People like, what's, it's always like people are emailing, are you okay, bro? What's going on? You know, let me know if she's got you locked up in the basement or something.
We don't have a basement.
And then everyone's like, oh, look at that loser with that belt.
I did not look say at that.
No, that's what everyone's saying to me.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Did you see the caption?
Yes.
Okay.
You came in and said, look at this picture. Look at this caption. Ha, 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 ha. I approved it, of course, because I have
you
humor.
You approved it? It already went out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I sent it to Christina Henry for her to proof, and she's like, I almost peed my pants reading that caption. I'm talking about, you're going to have to subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah,
so.
And if you don't subscribe, you're really missing half of the show, because that's where the setup is all there. It's all in there.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, I just go to my list and I think about what I'm going to talk about, which I teased that I said, and the reason I teased that about our first fight, because I had said to you, I go, I was thinking about Ashley and Paul, and I was thinking about how when we went out to dinner with them in December and how they were holding hands.
Oh, you know? Yes. Oh, yeah. Hey, Paul, back off, bro. You give me a bad look. She's like, they're so in love. That's like we used to be. another like message from, you know, from the crypt. Like, and we're in the car. I immediately said, I love you. Hold on to your hand in the car. Until I need to like make a move, like I need my hand back because I need to do the corner here. Until I do this right.
No, it was just, and it's fine. I mean, I'm really solid with us for sure. I mean,
I hold your hand all the time.
You do.
In church.
You do. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. When we're walking, you
yes,
hold my hand
always.
Yes,
always.
You do. You do.
Always,
but yes. It just reminded me.
But it's just
me.
Not enough.
No. No, it just took me back. It took me back to remember when we first started dating. See, now your nose is running. I wonder if it's the red wine.
It's you. Get me all worked up.
Anyway. So, I was thinking, it reminded me of when we first started dating and we met Tim and Kim. Remember we went out to, we were like dating, I don't know, 3 months or so. And you were sitting across from me and you were holding my hand across the table.
Oh, right.
And Kim was like, Tim, hold my hand. Hold my hand. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember very well.
And so when I saw Ashley and Paul, and they've been together for just a couple years, I was reminiscing about how.
Yeah, which then brought you to the argument, which you teased in the newsletter. How does that even work? Do you think it was so lovely holding hands?
I thought
it'd
be funny
first
to tell
argument,
that, story.
That argument. Okay. Will you tell the story? From your perspective, and I'll stop you when you're wrong.
Well, this this was like a year. This was over a year.
Really?
Yes, it was past a year.
I was still in the
You were in the penitentiary.
That's the apartment in downtown. That's Amelie on 2nd Street.
Adam lived in what was called the penitentiary, and I lived in what we called Hogwarts.
Yeah, I basically had, although it was pretty cool. It was the 15th floor, apartment 1500. It was right next to the freight elevator. So we kind of had this private entrance, which made a lot of sense.
Yes.
It was a 2-bedroom with a kind of a cool.
It was a downtown view.
Downtown view. And it looked kind of cool.
You had a stripper pole.
I had a stripper pole. And it was basically cement.
Yeah,
and
cement floors.
And cheap toilet. Everything was cheap.
Accessories, yeah.
Everything was cheap that was in there. I mean, the way they built it was cheap. Yeah. And it was you could hear, you know, like the other inmates down the hall. It was the penitentiary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason you had the pole was Christina, because she was actually using it as exercise.
Yeah, so, she was doing competitive pole dancing for a little while. And she was actually
using it for exercise.
And she was making that. She made that pole.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she would, you know, I have pictures of her cutting the and pole
that
and everything.
That pole stayed up until, for quite even a though while. Christina never used it again, it just stayed
it
up.
It looked so cool. And your daughter would FaceTime me from school, maybe, or from work.
Yes, from college.
Show everybody your stripper pole. Look at my mom's boyfriend. He's cool. He's got a stripper pole. How could I take it down? It's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's
you
right.
You
How
so
you
cool.
doing? I'm MTV man, podcast boy. Look at my stripper pole.
Of which it was just like a piece of furniture. It had no functionality at all.
Unless you wanted to swirl around for a moment or
there
two.
I didn't even touch that thing. Anyway, so we were dating. It was over a year. And I was a jealous girlfriend in the beginning. I'm not a jealous wife at all anymore. You know, I locked you down. You know, but I was a jealous girlfriend. And we were at a birthday party.
Which we had walked to
in downtown Austin.
There was like some bowling or something.
Yes, we were bowling. And there was another woman there who was...
I don't even remember her name.
I don't remember her name.
Wasn't it her birthday? Or she,
no,
or,
it was, no, Letty's, she was there. It was Letty's birthday and it was Letty's friend. And the girl... was rude. She was rude to me and to Shayna.
I don't know any of that.
Yes. She was just never nice to us. Like, I don't know if she was just standoffish or shy, but she wasn't nice. She wasn't warm. But around you, she was very warm. And I remember we were all standing there. She's like, Adam.
I don't remember the voice.
You know, would you happen to have any friends that you could fix me up with? You don't remember that?
No, of course not. But I'm sure that's exactly how it happened.
So
I'm sure she went, Adam. I'm sure she talked just like that. And I fell for it, of course. Like, wow, yeah, I could hook you up with all my buddies. I got no friends, but okay. Yeah, I'll look around for you. I'm sure I said, I'll look around for you.
And I remember saying we were leaving and I said, you know, it's so interesting how she doesn't ever say anything to me. And if she says anything to me, it's very short and curt. And you go, oh, she's nice.
Yeah,
she's
nice.
Fine.
No, that's not how I talk. I would have said, she seemed nice to me.
Yeah. And that just set me off. And so we got into a huge fight back.
I'm like, what is wrong? Like, you were talking to her about it. It's just, I don't remember what you were saying, but it got me all riled up. And
I was sitting on a bench and you kicked a tree.
And I'm so mad. I go over and I kick this tree and I hurt my foot. I could feel, because I'm like, this tree's going to at least bend a little. Boink, boink. It's like kicking a cement block. I'm like, that was dumb. I kicked the tree. That really hurt. But I think then we laughed about it, didn't we?
We laughed so hard about it because you look so funny kicking this tree. This tall 6-foot man kicking this baby tree.
And I couldn't even put a sway in it.
That was probably our first really big fight.
And it was you. It was you. All of you. You were totally off the rails.
I own it. Yeah. I own it.
But then it was good. And it ended and we moved on very quickly.
Yeah.
We moved on before we were back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the penitentiary.
You did say to me, though, you said, look, if you're going to be like this, it's not going to work.
I said that?
Yes, you did.
Cool.
You said,
I gave an ultimatum. Hey, man, listen to me now. I'm just a nice guy. I talk to people. I'm nice to people. I probably said something like, I talk to people. I'm nice to people. My whole life, I'm used to people coming up to me who I don't know, talking to me. And I always try to be nice. No different from a meetup.
Yes.
Because you know how I'll talk with someone in the meetup until you pull me away.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just who I didn't know. That's my training.
It was new. And I never, ever, ever thought that I would ever be like the jealous type. I never did. So
has that happened? Have that ever happened since? I think there's been one or two things where you were like.
I remember when the really cute girl came in the elevator and we were standing there and you turned to her and you said, "You look really nice tonight. And
wait, I went, hold on a second.
Yes,
hold
you
on.
Did.
I went, "You look really nice tonight." Or did I say, "Wow, you look really nice tonight"?
It doesn't matter.
Which in hindsight, I understand. It's like, I guess that's inappropriate. But that's just who I am. And I've learned since then, like, shut up.
No, I know. And you know what? When you went on Alex Jones, remember when you went on after, was it after Trump was elected and you were on with those two girls, those two young women? And I said to you, I said, please do not disrespect our relationship. Because we were dating about.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? They do the show. I'm just going to go on the show.
Well, you can be, you're very charismatic.
I was afraid. I'm like, hi, it's good to be here on your show.
You did not. Even so, I was on.
And then I called you and I'm like, was I respectful enough?
I was on Twitter, okay? Because I was watching you and I was on Twitter and people were like, oh my gosh, those two chicks are really flirting with Adam. They're flirting with Adam.
And what did Adam do?
You were a gentleman.
Complete gentleman. Because that's who I am.
Yeah.
You are the one. I love you. You are my forever wife. I'm riding the wheels off of this one, ladies and gentlemen. Riding down to the rims, down to the axles.
Baby, that was like 8 years ago. I'm solid with you.
Okay, good.
Solid.
Good.
Solid.
Good. You going to stick with me?
I am.
Yeah. What if something better came along?
Well, I'll have to evaluate my choices.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
No, babe, I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me.
Okay.
I think everybody knows that.
I think so, too.
But yeah, so we have a lot of plans. I have a lot of plans coming up.
Well, hold on. We haven't completed everything. There's a couple other things.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
First of all.
Yes.
Yesterday, I got my butt whooped again in my weekly chess match.
Yes.
I've been suckered into this. Willie is a good chess player. He knows exactly how good. He's got extra pieces. Like, I didn't know. I never heard of the pawn promotion.
Yeah, I know.
No one's ever done a pawn promotion on me. He's like, ha, 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 ha. I got a queen. He's got two queens. I'm like, what is going on? I Google it. I'm like, oh, you're right. It can be anything you want. Ha, ha, ha. He has this very iconic laugh. I'm like, ha, 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 yourself. See, this is the Jersey in me, because you know, didn't matter what affliction you had, we treat you like a guy.
Yes.
And I can communicate very well with Billy.
And
with
it's
William.
So, yeah, it's
no
so
problem.
Nice that you spend time with him.
It's
really,
good,
really
it's
nice.
Good for me, because I like playing chess. I don't like losing. And he actually did like a victory lap around Java Ranch. He went, ha, ha, ha. He gets up, he's walking around, people are like, you beat him? And like, what is going on here?
They're going to go, that's Adam Curry over there. He's running for mayor, but he doesn't know how to play chess.
I'm telling you, I got to get some opening move strategies now. You know,
well, maybe you should start watching some YouTube videos.
Maybe. I got to do something, because he clearly is not just like, oh, I don't play chess much. Yeah, right.
You're meeting him every Tuesday now?
Whenever I would like to, if possible.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. It's only like an hour and a half. We get two games in, and that's great.
Yeah, that's
really
sweet.
And then we chat a little bit about what's going on in his life and what's happening and what's going on with me, and then we play some chess. And then, and I just sit there and go like, I can't believe you're beating me again. So anyway.
That's really nice.
It's part of the routine as a cappuccino with, you know, my one packet of sugar.
Yes.
And a French toast muffin.
Yes. Oh,
William has a...
You're a carnivore. It's all carbs.
I mean, I'm high on sugar.
Yeah, obviously.
It's great. Yes. It's great. I love it. And then, of course, we had our dinner last night.
Yes.
Or do you have this in a different spot in your rundown?
No, we can talk. Well, I mean, you just bypassed church completely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh. Well, you're already talking about what's coming up. So,
I was talking about all the travels that we have, but we can talk about that in a second. But no, church on Sunday, the new pastor, Pastor Brian,
yes,
did the sermon, which was Amazing. Really he is good. Such an amazing compliment to Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. And I mean, they're
he told his story, which was impressive. It was applicable to where we are mm-hmm. In the boldness of mm-hmm. the church that Pastor Jimmy has been doing in his, yeah. his message, his sermons.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Bridgefbg.com. It's very, yeah. very
look
powerful.
Look it up on YouTube.
And they're shortening what they're uploading on mm-hmm. YouTube. They're just putting the sermons, not the whole service, right?
I guess. I'm not sure if they're doing both or whatever. Yeah.
So I had to do my ushering. So my third weekend in ushering, I got one more. I have one more Sunday. So I'm doing my ushering. And so I'm going back there. You know, I'm like, okay, where do you want me? You know, and it was... I had to work this time.
Oh, there were a lot of people that came in late?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Which I am now handing them little notes. Be on time.
No, really? That's funny. But what do you say when they come in late?
No, I'm just helping them look for seats.
Was there traffic?
No. I was like, you know, it's no time to stop for coffee.
Oh, they're stopping for coffee too?
You would believe how many come in. They get their seats and they go out there and they go get coffee. Yeah.
Wow. And little. Wait, they're late. They get their seat and then they go coffee.
They go get their coffee. Yeah. But no, I mean, it was packed on Sunday. So I was actually helping them look for seats.
Did we have a total for the three services?
I think it was over six. It was definitely over 600.
Again?
Mm-hmm, for the three services.
Wow.
I believe
we're going to need a bigger church.
Don't quote me on that.
We're going to need a bigger church.
But I wanted to tell you, so I'm standing there and a new guy, Ron, turns to me. He goes, oh, hey, Tina, I love your podcast. I go, thanks. He goes,
really?
I listen to your podcast. I go, thank you.
And then on the way out, there was a couple.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. You know, Pastor Jimmy had said we should listen. It was about No Agenda. I think they also listened to Curry and the Keeper. Didn't they say that?
They just started listening to Curry and the Keeper.
It's like, you know, we had a long road trip through Colorado and we just have one question. I'm ready for anything.
Yes.
What game show is the 3x3 jingle from? I'm like,
I had to
ask him. Turns out it's from The Dating Game.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, I thought so too. But it's not. It's in The Dating Game.
It's not the opening theme.
But anyway,
it's driving them crazy.
The church is listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
So the Pastor Jimmy and Annette want us to. Tape or get video a welcome message because now they've put a welcome message at the beginning which talks about they get some like housekeeping stuff out of the way.
So we get to be the giant heads on the screen.
Yeah. So I said, can we make a joke? I go, can we plug our show? No,
that's so inappropriate, Tina Curry.
I'm kidding. You think I would really, do that?
How are we going to do this? Hi, I'm Adam and I'm Tina. Or hi, I'm Tina and I'm Adam. We're the Curry. We'll say it together. We're the Curries. Welcome to Bridge Church. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you late? You probably saw Tina when you came in late. Next time you come in late, don't go back out to get your coffee. There's a whole worship team, which is Christian for band, on the stage. And by the way, did you see me? I'm the guy in the front with the big wings, with the gargoyle arms flapping around. Welcome to the bridge. We have boxes on the right and the left for your gift, for your giving.
For your gift.
For your giving. Oh. I'm telling you, we could probably do a really good one. Yeah. It can't be too.
I think we'll have a script, babe.
We'll have a script. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Bridge Church.
Yeah. No, I'm sure we'll be fine. We'll play off of each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have we ever played off each other on camera?
We've never done anything like this.
Exactly.
We'll be fine. You're a professional. I've done this before many times. I've directed people. I've produced countless videos. I know what I'm doing.
And at the end, I'll go. And here's Whitesnake.
And here's Lillian Axe.
Okay, very funny.
Anyway, yes. So I highly encourage people to go look at that sermon. He was amazing.
I'm excited to see because he'll be doing once a month.
Yes.
And of course, if Pastor Jimmy and Annette are off on, they do conferences and all kinds of stuff. And now also they can split up the time and they can do the Connect Center. I mean, our church is growing.
Yeah.
And these are all the right moves. I mean, I'm no church builder, but I know corporations, of course. And I'm like, wow,
I love this, and this is growth.
I can see it.
We are right on the sidelines watching all this. I love it. So, and I love doing my little part, like bringing Brandy and Chris there. And now my next conquest is to get Christy Coleman there.
Well, there's lots of people and people who are watching online. Ashley Slater.
Yeah.
She's emailing me all the time about.
Yeah. So Peggy watches. Yeah. Chisa watches. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That counts.
It's good. That counts. So cool.
The online audience.
But yes, we had dinner with the Pruitts last night, which was so.
Okay, I just have to back it up.
Oh, okay.
Because.
Yeah.
It was Sunday or whatever. You like, and you know, because Pastor Jimmy and I, we text every day, and we just text back and forth, a little encouragement, prayer flare, whatever's going on.
Prayer flare.
You know, like prayer flare?
Yeah.
You can call a prayer flare. It's like, hey, I'm about to do this. Prayer flare.
Oh, and that means that's cool.
The other one prays for you. Oh, yeah, it's a prayer flare.
Oh.
And sometimes a prayer flare doesn't have to be called for. You know that it's there. And we're like, hey, I'm excited to see you Monday. I'm excited. Yeah, it's really cool. It'd be good to see you again. We haven't seen each other for a while.
Because we originally had dinner plans for Monday.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, we'll do Tuesday. We'll meet at the restaurant. I'm like, no, I don't like this. I don't like this idea.
I know.
And you were a little annoyed with me. You're like, well, tell me what you want.
You make me sound like such, I just not like that.
Well, how did I sound with that girl? Anyway.
I was just trying to consolidate because I was going to be with Annette for a few hours on Tuesday. And I thought, well, since I'm going to be with her, why don't we just do dinner afterwards? So I was just trying to consolidate time. That's all.
But you
were all like, I need my bro date.
That's exactly how I sounded. And I agree. I was like, I want to hang.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it worked out the way I wanted it, which I think Pastor Jimmy also wanted.
Yes. No restaurants. We just had dinner at their house.
Yeah. And I was there earlier. You know, you guys came later, half an hour later. So we had a little time to catch up, you know, talk about you guys.
Yes. Deconstruct us. Yes.
That's actually very funny. Uh-huh. Let's deconstruct them.
Don't think we have deconstruct you.
That must take all of 6 minutes. Guys are not that hard to understand. And it was just really, really nice. And we always, of course, wind up talking about Jesus and God. And it always comes around to that.
I learned so much.
That's a part of our life.
I learned so much.
I was very quiet for most of the dinner, just listening. I'm like, wow, I'm taking all of this in.
I know.
Both. And what was the main takeaway from, I think we know what the main takeaway was.
Well, saying you're a Christian versus saying I'm a disciple of Jesus, two very different things. Because a lot of people say they're a Christian, they'll go to church on Sunday or they're Easter Christmas, you know, Christian, but they don't really embody the fruit of the Spirit or what the God's word tells us to be and how to be and how to be like Jesus, you know, and or to share God's word with others and to go out and make disciples of other, I don't want to say nations, but, you know, of people that you know.
So this was the learning that I like so much. And he said, you know, he says, how many times do you think the word Christian is in the Bible? And I said, zero, probably. He said, no, three times.
Three times.
Yeah. And disciple is like something like 246 times. And then he goes into rabbinic culture where, in the Jewish tradition, when you're 13, you have your bar mitzvah.
Yes, and this is so interesting.
Then you go and you have to find a rabbi and have the rabbi accept you. You have to go and seek out a rabbi. And it's like
he was talking about one of the disciples.
Where
that happened.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
The equivalent of being accepted to Yale or Harvard. You know, it's a big deal. And that. So then he goes back to John and Simon.
I thought it was Peter.
Peter and Simon. Thank you. Yeah. And he said, you know, and I said, oh, they were fishermen. Yeah. But the whole beauty of Jesus is that he said three words, come follow me. And it was the reverse of the rabbinic culture. And he was choosing them. Hence, big reveal, the title of the series, The Chosen.
You left out a big piece, though, where Peter went to go seek a rabbi. And the rabbi basically said, didn't accept him.
Right, go,
and
yes.
said, go, yeah, go back and, yeah, and yeah. work your family's trade.
Yes,
so
yes.
The thing was is that the person went to seek the rabbi.
Yes.
And Jesus, in turn,
said,
who
come,
was rabbi,
come
turned
me.
Around and he right. sought others. Hence the name of the yeah. show, The Chosen.
And then we got into...
Which is so interesting because I never... I understand it, but yeah. I didn't know the first piece
no,
of it.
No, I didn't know any yeah. of this. No, of course yeah. not. This is what I love about Pastor Jimmy, because he'll also so deconstruct the words and he'll give us the Greek and the Aramaic. And, you know, I love that stuff. And, you know, and deconstruct words that are used. And they said, and basically what Lonnie Frisbee said, Lonnie Frisbee, the hippie freak from Jesus Revolution,
right.
was all they're looking for. This, I'm skipping a bunch of stuff, but all they're looking for is Jesus.
Right.
And I say, well, that's the 40-year cycle. And we've talked about this before. In the late 60s, everyone was doing the drugs. Everyone was, you know, tripping out, you know, tuning out and turning on, whatever it was. And everyone was sick of it. And I think it's very similar to now, where now the drugs aren't necessarily illegal drugs. You know, it's Adderall and it's all this other stuff that people are using to try and... They're seeking for something, some kind of peace, inner peace. And then ultimately, just like Lonnie Frisbee said, they're just looking for Jesus. Mm-hmm. They just don't know it yet.
Right.
And so that, and so I'm like, and you know, so then we get into, instead of saying, you know, I'm a Christian, what does that really mean?
Right.
And I have to say that I'm always looking for a different way to say that, just because... You know, I say, well, I witness God or all these different things. But now I just like, well, I'm a Jesus freak. Absolutely. I follow yeah. Jesus. Mm-hmm. And for me, that really works. I like saying it that way. Because mm-hmm. people are like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Because they immediately think 60s, hippie. But then it's become so much more apparent that I really love Jesus, that I'm really following him. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to try that out. I can't wait to go yeah. around town and say that. Hey.
You're going to be like Mel at church.
Jesus.
Handed out cards. You're going to be holding a sign on the corner.
Whenever the first worship song starts and Mel is always, hey, Jesus, I can't help but look at Pastor Jimmy and Annette and we're just cracking up. Like, there's Mel, man, right on cue.
Right in
the rhythm too. He's never off beat. He's never off beat.
But we were also talking about how the word Christian, it has a lot, when people hear it who have not been saved, right away they're like, oh, you're going to start throwing this stuff on me. Am I right? Where people automatically think you're going to start evangelizing to them.
I don't know.
Christina did it.
Oh yeah.
Elise
yeah,
did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right,
when
yeah,
Christina said, you're not going to get all God on me now. And mm-hmm. Elise said, are you still cool?
You're still cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's because they don't know, you know, they don't know.
But,
and that's
but
why
now
we,
both of them are like, they're,
yeah, yeah no,
they're
I mean,
all in.
Yeah. yeah. Because we're standing bold in our faith, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. our love for Jesus and why not? It's so cool.
And I think
why
that's
not?
What people are most afraid of. People are most afraid of being canceled, ostracized, whatever it is. And I can tell you from my own experience, when I started telling people this and on Joe Rogan, there was zero cancellation. There's been some stuff where people are like, oh, you know, we've talked about in the last show what people must, oh, he's because of this or standing in the church or, you know, whatever. That's just the enemy talking. It's like, yeah. you can just, and I forgive these people. I love them. I love them no matter what they say. It doesn't hurt me either.
I don't know if I brought this up on the last show, but I texted my mom and I asked my mom if she accepted Jesus as her savior. The Holy Spirit just put it on my heart.
And wait.
She said, yes, yes, I have accepted Jesus as my savior. And I said,
did you expect that from her?
I wasn't sure. That's why I asked, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, you know, Adam and I have been really growing in our faith and the Holy Spirit put this on
my heart. So we're never getting rid of her. We're going to see her forever.
Yeah. That's okay.
Good old Pat. Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. I, your mom, she makes me laugh sometimes.
Oh, I'm glad she makes
yeah.
you laugh.
Yeah. Hey. hey, at least you make somebody laugh. Exactly.
So I just wanted to get into a little bit of the health update, and then I want to go right into my God shot because it's all tied together.
Before you start, if I may say, I want to thank many people who have emailed and are very concerned about your health. Many people talking about, especially the thyroid, iodine. I mean, all stuff you know.
Yes.
So I don't have to read stuff. But just a lot of people are concerned and have lots of really thoughts sweet. And are praying for you, et cetera.
Yes, I appreciate all the prayers and keep praying because we figured we got some new news. And I got my labs back and my thyroid has gone swung in the complete opposite direction and is really out of alignment. And so we're working to trying to get that.
Which is also good news balanced. Because we know at least. Something.
Yes.
We know something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure why it went all the way in the opposite direction. No clue. But working with a couple people here, and so many people have sent me wonderful things and suggestions, and I so appreciate them. Please don't feel like you're sending me unsolicited advice. Please send it because I am just open to everything and researching everything. So that kind of leads, so we're working on that. Things have been a little bit better. Like my fatigue was really.
You had a rough day, but.
Yesterday was worse, the worst day, but today was not because, so bad.
Because I hadn't done the toilet seat.
Yeah, so I know. I'm really getting angry about that. Every time I sat on the toilet, it was cockeyed.
Please.
So nice. So anyway, you want to go into the God shot?
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Bam! Here it is. The God shot.
I guess that's God doing the thunder, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's God's so ready cool. for you. He's ready for your God shot.
So now I do daily devotionals. I'm doing this 1 year daily devotional and I'm in the middle of reading Acts. I'm almost done reading it, which I just find incredibly interesting. You okay over there, bud?
You can't hear it, but you draw attention to it. I mute my mic. I lower my head. It's like, just carry it. Be a pro for a second, will you?
I have 2 years under my belt being a podcaster.
Yes, you do.
So I'm just always open to like, okay, God, what is it that you need me to know? And so one of the devotionals was Job. It was Job. Whoa. Job 1 verse 8, which is, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And as I was reading that, and I know what I know about Job and how he went through some really, really dark times and going through this whole health thing. That's kind of how I feel. You've been there with me. Annette's been there praying for me. Pastor Jimmy's been praying for me. You're praying for me.
Lots of people are praying
and
for you, baby.
Yes. And I realized I came to the revelation that the dark seasons are not permanent, just like they weren't for Job.
Job had like 26 chapters of them.
Well, he had a lot taken from him.
Yeah.
So what I realize is that God will bring me through, and I know that he hears me, and I know that I trust him with my prayers, and I just have to keep focused on that and not allow any evil to take over my, my thoughts. I have in my notes here, what has been shaken in my life is leading to great joy, great favor, and great relationships and great health. That was the message that I got. And I know that a shift is coming. But what was so cool was I was sitting there the other morning, and I'm sitting there after I'm reading this scripture, and I turned to you and I said, oh my gosh, this is all tied to my body dysmorphia that God wants me to release. Mm-hmm. He wants me to finally
release it. You got a word
right
there.
And I've been holding on to it, and God keeps telling me to release it. And what was so mind-blowing is I ran over to the church on Monday because I had to pick up something from Annette. And she said, Tina, I woke up at 3:00 in the morning and I just started praying for you. And I was up for an hour and a half and I was praying for you. She said, and I was driving to work and she put on this music. I forget what she called it. I can't remember what she called it.
Some like background type music.
Mm-hmm. And she said, and it connected with me that this is connected to your body dysmorphia. So she, through her prayer, so like both of us came to the same, like the Holy Spirit both gave us the same answer. That to me, just knowing that.
You need two or three witnesses. So you're there you go.
Yes. And just knowing that.
Yeah.
There's a shift in me. There is I can feel the shift already.
I know because you were on the scale the other day or something, whatever it was.
I had to for that group
and,
that I'm in.
And you weren't upset.
No.
Whatever information it wasn't what you wanted, but you weren't upset. And you seemed like you had released a lot
of
that already.
And the self-loathing, like when I feel it coming on, I haven't felt it come on lately. And I'm struggling right now because of the thyroid. It's like things are just really wonky.
Yeah, you get out of sorts.
But I think about what Job went through and how
he had boils on his head. Can you imagine?
How God was there
Wait,
for
there's
him.
Still room.
That the dark seasons are not permanent, you know? And I know and I trust it and I just keep praying and I'm staying steadfast in that. But I love that I had that connection of the body dysmorphia, and Annette did too. So yeah, I'll tell you.
God is good, baby.
Oh, it's pretty amazing. There is so much that I get out of scripture. I mean, it's just, I'm, like I said, this is the third time I've read Acts. And this time around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. It's such an amazing, amazing book. So, and I loved what Pastor Brian said about how when you open the Bible, it's like a mirror.
Uh-huh.
It's a mirror. I love that. Bring out the book, bring out the mirror. Anyway, that's my God shot.
Yeah.
You have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it has small miracles take place. Just small, Seamus is home.
Yes.
Seamus, cancer-free, going home. Small little miracles that we've been working on, praying to God every single day, twice a day.
Yes.
Nothing big, just another miracle. The power of prayer is unbelievable. Ask and thou shalt receive. Knock and it shall be answered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's really true. This is what always blows me away. It's like loving Jesus, following Jesus, being, following the rules.
We're just happier people too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you feel that?
Yeah. Definitely.
I know.
Except for the toilet seat and all that stuff.
I know. I'm sure there'll be more, Mr. Curry.
Shall we thank some cork soakers?
Sure, yes.
I think yes, we're always happy about that.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
Vineyard Nation, we love you.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
There it is.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
It's that slow period of the year. I mean, people are definitely sending us all kinds of beautiful value, but it's slow. I'll say it up front. But we love the time, talent, and treasure that people send in, especially love the notes. When you send a note, no matter what it's for, I went to the P.O. box. Do we want to talk about these things first?
Because we got
all kinds of treasure in the P.O. box, which is always fun to go to. I really enjoy the P.O. box.
It's like Christmas,
always like Christmas. And and people pack stuff really well.
Yes.
I got to break out the knife. I got to, cut through all kinds of packaging.
So we got a sweet treat, I guess, from Sarah Gonzalez from Houston, Texas. She sent a whole bin of nuts, of different kinds of spiced nuts.
It's sweet and spiced and salty.
Have you dug into it?
Yeah, right away when I opened it up.
Yeah, so thank you, Sarah. That was really sweet.
I like that. I hope they're not poisoned.
Oh, I think you would have dropped it by now.
Because I'm eating them. I love them.
Yes. And then David, I don't know how to... Vilidal,
I think, yeah.
He sent us three little jars of homemade honey. Is it honey?
Yeah. But do you make it or do you just capture it? Do you just grab it from your bees?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Store bought. That's what I mean.
Homemade in his own lab. I taste it. I open one and just, oh my God, it's so good.
That will not go to waste. That's for sure.
I'm probably going to put that on some tea.
That was really kind.
Tea. Yeah. Love that, brother. Thank you.
And then I'm super excited about this. So Julie Fallon, I'm pretty sure I'm saying her name correctly. She sent a book called Your Daily Walk, 365 Daily Devotionals to Read Through the Bible in a Year. So you walk through the whole Bible. And I'm so excited to crack this open.
Uh-huh.
That's the only books I read now. They're all either the Bible or Joyce Meyer. And her note was, "Hi, Tina, thank you for always sharing your journey with us on your podcast and Instagram. This is a book I've used that helped me understand a lot of the context and has gotten me through the Old Testament much easier. I'm super excited about this." Yeah, because the Old Testament, it's not necessarily easy. You get through Leviticus and Numbers, and you're like, oh, goodness.
What are the ones with all the names? Like the whole... Like the whole list of all the names of all the tribes and everything and all the...
It's either Deuteronomy, Numbers, Leviticus, or... Yeah, I don't know. And then we got this book, but I don't know who...
That's from Jennifer Wieda. Jennifer Wieda sent us that.
Oh!
Yeah, you remember... I think you met her.
I did.
I think I'm going to say it was the Austin meetup, probably.
Uh-huh.
And she sent that. It came directly from Thrift Books. And it's called the Lamb, I believe.
It's called Lamb, the Gospel According to Biff, Christ's Childhood Pal.
I've never heard of this, but she says it's very cool.
Oh, is it
fiction?
Is it fiction?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
We love
all the books.
I love receiving everything like that. We also received some treasure. Now, Tony Helfs had sent us, I think we talked about that, the check that was made out to Curry and the Keeper, which the bank went, "Hey, we really love you, Mr. Curry, but who's the keeper?"
Yeah.
she doesn't appear in our records, and we don't want it to get kicked back. So she resent a check, he or she, I think it's she.
Yes, she.
And sent another one with that. And yes, she sent another note, right?
Yes, I have a note. So she said, "Dear Adam and Tina, enclosed, you will find a check for $50 to replace check." God bless
Excuse
you.
Me.
Check 1052 from December donation. I did tear that check up.
Yep.
Sorry about the confusion. Also find a check for $20 January donation. I really look forward to your show each week. Your banter is so heartwarming, and you can really hear the love in your voices. Although he wasn't loving me about that toilet seat, Tony.
Hey, I fixed it with love, with Gooby Gone and all the stuff that needed to be there.
Your faith journey is inspirational. Adam, I hope you reconsider letting Tina plan a wedding celebration. I think that you'll be happy that you shared your blessing by God with as many loved ones as possible.
Tony. Do you have any actual belief that I have anything to say over what happens in that regard? You know I don't. So whatever happens will be all Mrs. Curry's decision here.
She says, down the road, the memories will be cherished. Will be cherished ones. KTLD, Tony.
Oh,
that's so sweet. Thank KTLD. You, Tony. You're hit, so you're hit so a kind.
KTLD. There. And now the lid down is straight. It's not askew. Then we got, I think that's our monthly from Mac Tank, $49.99.
Yes.
Mac Tank will automatically be the executive producer of episode 73 already of Curry and the Keeper. Katie Trimble with her monthly, $25.33.
Thank you, Katie.
And automatically becomes the associate executive producer for this episode. Then $33,333 from the one and only often discussed Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
We're looking forward to receiving our Salmon Yay glasses.
I delivered them yesterday.
And we sure did, along with their custom and very limited coasters.
Yes.
Another beautiful episode from our favorite humans. We are so looking forward to celebrating someone's birthday together.
Oh, Jimmy's.
That's coming up, right?
Yes, next week. Yes,
next week. And he puts like an emoji with one of those faces. Much love, greater grace, KTLD and KYBO. We got a KYBO on that one. KYBO. And thank you, Damonette, for the, because we had our beef last night. And she also made dinner rolls, which she made for me.
And she made you tater tots.
And tater tots. Thank you. I feel very loved with the tater tots.
She pulls out. She goes, "I can make these for him." Like he's all down for the tater tots.
Because I was going to bring my own potato.
I know.
Potato. I'm making my own baked potato. I don't mind. It's fine, right?
Because Adam's the only one that eats sides.
Yeah, but she.
Oh, I brought my own avocado though too. She's like, "What's this for?" I go, "I'm going to have it with dinner."
But she pulled out the K&C cattle, and we each had three filet mignons. I mean, I had three.
She didn't finish all of it, though.
I had three of them.
My gosh.
If you went to a restaurant, that would have been $150.
Oh, my gosh.
I love K&C. It was like butter. Butter. KNCCattle.com, everybody.
Yes.
7777, which is, of course, a Striper boost. Sir Brian with an I.
Oh,
Tina, he says, oh, here we go. You have the sweetest husband on planet Earth. Finally, Brian's talking some sense. Why are you so mean to him?
Oh, jeez.
Constantly nagging. Adam, you're a patient man. Let's do a keep up soon.
Oh, he's sucking up big time.
Keto 5, Alpha Charlie, Charlie, and the Keeper. Now he's sucking up with my ham radio call. In the evening to all of you beautiful cork soakers of Vineyard Nation.
In the evening!
Okay,
Brian. All right, Brian. That's how you do it.
He claims he has a new girlfriend now, but she lives in Arizona or somewhere. He met her one night, yeah. And now all of a sudden she's his girlfriend.
She's from New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico?
Area 51.
Oh, he told you that?
Do you know what Area 51
yes,
is?
Yes, that's where the aliens were, the right?
The UFOs. Okay. Oh. Hey, and another Striper boost we have from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Aw. Family.
In the evening from the Dorfelverse.
In the evening!
I must admit, one of my proudest things being the creator of Curry and the Keeper's KTLD acronym, jingle, and the mix.
Yes.
Thanks to y'all, of course. However, it has backfired on the rare occasion that I forget to put the lid down.
Oh.
I can hear my keeper, Brianna, yelling across the house now. The man who created the jingle, how, KTLD!
Oh, that's the extended version.
I did a little extra mix.
Okay.
And I'm saying it now, even before I'm mayor of Fredericksburg, one of my dreams is to bring the Dorfels to perform here in Fredericksburg.
Oh, okay.
That is one of my dreams.
Okay.
And because, you know, and either whether it's with Life Point Church music or whatever, they will be performing because I love those guys. I love the whole family.
Yes.
They're phenomenal.
Yes.
Even before we bring Mercy Me.
Okay.
This is.
Hey, Mike, listening? Make it happen.
She wants me to make it happen. They all want me to make it happen. We have Mark Lundgren, 3333. Thank you, Mark.
Says, has Mark donated before?
That's a good question. Just to be sure, we'll decant him.
You've been decanted.
Remember to ask us, people. Tina, have you checked for Hashimoto antibodies? Well, yes,
I believe you have it.
I mean, you have Hashimoto's.
Yes.
Your thyroid problem sounds what my wife went through because of that. Have a look at Isabella Wentz's book, Hashimoto's Protocol.
Yes, I follow her on Instagram. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. And we appreciate that.
I do.
Mark, we have Dame Rhonda, 3333, just dropping a few sats, let you both know how much I enjoy hearing about your daily walk and especially your faith journey with each other and your community. Y'all are truly an inspiration. Dame Rhonda. P.S. Y'all have been worried about Phoebe's weight. I thought I would share. My sister got her very overweight German Shepherd down 30 pounds in a year by replacing treats with canned green beans.
Yes, I bet
that was the vet's recommendation. One cup of food a day.
Ooh.
Wow, that's.
I wonder how much her dog started out.
Yeah, how much did she weigh? Yeah, and all the green beans she wants. Phoebe's she's a human.
Yeah,
basically she's a full human.
She has a lot of gas though with green beans. She doesn't. She's not gassy with this dog food.
No. I mean, she seems to be okay.
And she's regular.
She's. Stop pooping already. It's three times a day. Gene Everett comes in with a couple of 33s,
hey,
and
Gene.
He just keeps saying, boost, 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 boost.
Thanks,
boost.
Gene.
You got it. And Alan C. Paul. Oh. Alan C. Paul with a short row of ducks. In the evening, y'all, all of the people who are questioning your motives need their own magic bath.
Oh.
Thanks for being open about how you had to stand for your ethics. You handled it very well. The Lord and Jesus were moving, brother. It was not that hard. Tina, thanks for the support on my socials.
Yes.
On your socials.
I think I boosted his song, too, on Boost Grand Ball.
Yeah. He was, I think it's one of his songs went to number one on the chart.
Did it?
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, the last time I played an instrumental on like top 40 radio was Jan Hammer, the theme from Miami Vice.
Oh, goodness.
Believe me, instrumentals. don't get played on the radio. So I love that.
That's
this,
nice.
I love that it works.
I love that.
Praying that your health is renewed and restored as you seek him.
Thank you.
I'm continuing to spread the value for value gospel to my fellow artists. I got my church, Metro Life Worship, signed up to rssblue.com. So hopefully you'll have more Jesus jams to share.
Sweet.
Love it. Thank you very much, brother. Love that. And then we have D's Laughs. Ah, D's Laughs. He does value for value music. He does the end of show mixes for No Agenda, 1000 Sats.
Thanks
for not having the sexual tension and dog food advertising similar to a Brett and Heather episode. People who don't know what that's about.
You have to listen
about.
To No Agenda. I think he needs to be decanted, doesn't he?
I think he does. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
And decanted.
D's Laughs. He has these last mixes the news. He's got little short little ditties, which are fun. Sakai the Horse, 500 sats, no note from Podcast Guru. And Ash in Texas with 123 sats says magic bath rules.
Oh, nice.
there you go. Thank you all so much for your value for value. Go to CurryandTheKeeper.com to learn all about us, to sign up to the newsletter, go to the donation page, learn how you can support us. All we do is we give you the value. We love continuing this. You sending value back encourages us in so many ways. Keep it up.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I
just wanted to read one quick email. I got this really nice email yesterday from David Larson and in response to the newsletter. And he said, my son, who is a long distance trucker, told me about your podcast and I started listening about a month ago. Oh. I really enjoy listening and look forward to the next new episode. Hearing about your faith journey has been uplifting and I've started devotionals again.
Oh,
thank you and God
nice.
Bless.
God
David
bless
Larson.
You, bro.
Thank you, David. That was real. We love hearing that.
The truckers, the backbone of the country.
What did they do before podcasts? I guess they listen to radio.
CB
huh?
radio, breaker, good buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
You know what? It's time for.
Here we go.
The question of the
week. Even though I had one prepared, I was told, no, we don't need your stupid question of the week. I've got one. I don't know if I even want to participate in your question of the week.
The question of the week.
I thought you said,
you know what?
Do another one next
you
week.
You ask your question. I'll save my question for next week.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The question of the week was...
Because last week's question was such a Debbie Downer.
It was a downer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can choose or you can do both.
Okay.
What movie or book made the biggest impact on you when you were young?
Oh. Oh. When I was young.
Yeah. I mean, like probably... I'm thinking one of the first ones that really made an impact on you.
Saturday Night Fever.
Interesting.
Yes, for sure.
Because
I was a freshman in high school, and I remember going to the Kennedy Theater in Hessville, Indiana. And I didn't go with my boyfriend at the time. I went with my parents, maybe my dad. I don't remember, but I was mesmerized by the dancing. And I remember going back to my boyfriend and I said, we're going to learn how to dance to disco music. And he said, no, we're not.
And how old were you then? You must have been
16.
I was 14, 15. Interestingly,
yes.
While that movie did have an impact on me, it was Grease.
Oh.
That had a bigger impact
really?
On me, which I believe came before that. And yes,
did
because
it come before that?
Yeah,
no, because John Travolta
it might have come right after.
John
you're right.
Travolta, he was on Welcome Back, Cotter, and
yes.
then he was cast in Saturday Night
you're
Fever,
right. okay.
and he catapulted.
So it was probably after that.
Yes,
because we had come back from one of our vacations. I had the double album, and in the double album, it had remember those medallions? You had a medallion machine.
Uh-huh.
You could put in your letters and then you could stamp it and it would pop out kind of like at the drugstore.
Uh-huh.
And so it had, you know, Sandy and what was his name in the movie?
Wow.
I can't believe it. We can't remember this. Anyway, it had an impact on me because it was really summer loving happened so fast.
Uh-huh.
I was a romantic kid. I really love that. Summer loving and stranded at the drive-in, feeling like a fool. What will they say? I know you hate it when I sing Monday at school. Do, 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 do. It was romantic.
Uh-huh.
And so I loved
Did you have a girlfriend at the time?
No. Oh. I wish. And maybe I was Barbara Rutherford. Maybe she didn't know that she was my girlfriend.
Barbara.
And I just loved that movie. I was, you know, and
so it was both.
This
yeah.
car is systematic. And my mom was a Bobby Sox. So, you know, we saw it with the whole family. And my mom was like, this is exactly what it was like. And we went and we had milkshakes. And yeah, and the boys had, and your dad had a leather jacket. Like he was a bad boy with his e-boots.
But you know what, though? That movie, because I remember taking my girls to see the play. And we were like, oh, there's some promiscuity in that. Like the one girl
Rizzo,
gets pregnant.
Rizzo,
yeah.
Rizzo,
and I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I took my girls out immediately because they were young. So your family got exposed.
I'm like a broken typewriter. I've been skipping periods. I remember whole movie. How about book? Was there any book that you had in mind?
No, I wasn't as much of a reader. My parents didn't encourage reading at all. I mean, so there wasn't a book that just kind of stood out, which I'm pleased to say that my daughters are complete opposite. They are voracious readers.
Yeah.
Always.
For me, it was Tom Swift.
Oh.
Victor Appleton, which turns out is a total fake name. It was just the publisher came up with it and had. But Tom Swift was an inventor.
Mm.
And these books were written in the late 1800s.
Mm.
Want to hear some titles?
Sure.
Tom Swift and his motorboat. Tom Swift and his airship. Tom Swift and his submarine boat. Tom Swift and his wireless message. Do you feel something coming on?
Yes,
here?
I do.
Do you feel my influences as an early kid?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Swift and his Sky Racer, his electric rifle, which this is interesting. Tom Swift and his electric rifle. I just learned this the other day. TASER. Tom and his electric rifle. Tom Swift and his electric rifle.
Taser. Yeah.
That's where the name Taser comes from.
Oh.
They named it after Tom Swift and his electric rifle.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
very cool.
So that had a big influence. Interesting how I like flying. I like wireless. I like electronics.
Yeah. So.
And that's my story. You're like, so interesting. Okay. Can we get back to Greece? All right. Hey, holy crap, 1 hour and 21 minutes.
Whoa.
We're right on schedule if we stop now.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, we got a lot of, I have a lot of travel plans coming up, but we can talk about that in the next show.
I mean, you want to say something to me?
That I love you.
Oh, yes, that's what I was
saying. Okay.
And just so you know, I love you very, very much, Mrs. Curry.
Even though I nag at you?
Oh, that's the best part.
Okay.
Vineyard Nation!
Boost!
The Curry and the Keeper.